Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Sincerely Jada, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Jada Amway. And if this is your first time listening, this podcast is dedicated to learning and unlearning. So today I am doing a solo episode, which I am recording kind of impromptu at 8 p.m. at night. If you haven't picked up on it already, my guest episodes are more structured, like they have a specific topic, a specific theme. Whereas my solo episodes are really just meant to be kind of a diary entry where I'm just sharing what's on my mind. So I'm not going to talk too much because, you know, I love a short intro. What's on my mind today is boundaries. And I've really been reflecting on how far I've come with boundaries and how my personality has changed over the years as I've developed boundaries and a stronger sense of self. And looking back at it, in those moments, I felt at times like, okay, I'm being taken advantage of in this certain friendship. Now, knowing what I know, I really just see that a lot of points in my life where I felt that way, it was due to my own lack of boundaries and not really advocating for myself the way that I should have. And I don't really blame myself. So when I do these episodes reflecting, I'm not meaning to call myself out. And if you relate to it, I'm not meaning to call you out either, because at the end of the day, we're literally so young. Like, you could be listening to this and be 65. We're literally so young in the grand scheme of things, in the history of the earth. Like, not me talking about the history of the earth, but this is not, you know, science fiction or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, we don't have as much experience as we think we do. So oftentimes we have to have more grace with ourselves. But at the same time, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to reflect. So this episode is really just going to be a product of that. So like I said, I'm going to be touching on boundaries and also be talking about the trope of the giver, the reliable friend. I'm overall going to connect that back to the lack of boundaries and how that's really impacted me. So I would say throughout my life, I've always had a difficult time making friends. And the way that I've related to people and built friendships and relationships with people is usually either through humor, being funny, or through being there for people, like doing people favors and being a dependable friend. And I think that's how I built a lot of relationships, not to like make myself seem like Mother Teresa or something, but essentially I try to show people my worth either by being funny, showing my personality, or doing them a favor to show what I can bring to the table or how I can help them, if that makes sense. And that, I think, looking back at it, is because as a whole, I feel like I have a difficulty building connections with people, emotional connections, because I'm a really closed off person. And I don't know why I'm so closed off, but I just feel like it's because I need to feel protected in order to open up. Like, I need to feel safe. And I feel like throughout my life, I haven't really been fortunate enough to find a lot of safe spaces, whether that be with family, friends, etc. And that's nothing against people who are in my life. I feel like I need to see certain things out of a relationship or a friendship in order to feel safe and let my guard down and just be vulnerable. And when I don't see that, it's kind of hard for me to emotionally connect with people. And because of that, if my friendships or relationships lack emotional connection, I just naturally try and build it by forging a bond through humor. Like, a lot of my friendships, like, people will describe becoming friends with me as saying, okay, you know, she was funny, or she had a chill personality, or she's just nice, like she helped me with this. Not really bonding about actual things or mutual interest or just a deeper connection, which is something that I'm realizing as an adult now. I lack deep connections with people, essentially, as friends. And I don't know, like, that's not a good feeling, but that's not really what the topic or the episode is about, but that's where it comes from. And I feel like because I find it harder to build those friendships or build those emotional connections, I always opted to try and make myself useful to people, to find an in or to develop a friendship. And that has caused me to kind of feel at times taken advantage of. I don't know, I'm not going to say it's not that I've never been taken advantage of in a friendship, but I feel as though a lot of the times, looking back at certain situations I've been through or certain friendships that haven't worked out, there was a big lack of boundaries on my side and just like a longing to build a deeper connection that really wasn't there looking back at it. So I'm going to get into it, but that's just the context that you need for this episode to make sense. looking back at those friendships when I would be angry or I would feel taken advantage of or just misunderstood or just not loved, it was because I lacked boundaries so that I was volunteering or putting myself in a position to do certain things for people. And when it wasn't reciprocated, that would make me upset. That would make me bitter or resentful. I feel like I've always felt like I had to do something to prove my worthiness or prove that I'm special. And like, I don't know how I listen back to these podcast episodes because I literally like cringe at the thought of like being this vulnerable. But if you're listening, like whether you felt that way, whether you have a big group of friends or not, I'm sure everybody can relate to the fact that at some point they felt like they just had to prove their worth by going above and beyond for somebody just to show their potential or just to show that they deserved a spot in that person's life. And of course, you know, in certain contexts, you're going to have to prove yourself, but it's not a good feeling when you constantly feel like you have to prove yourself to be respected or to be kept in someone's life or to be valued. Sometimes you want to just show up as yourself in a space and feel like people already know your worth and already see what you bring to the table without you having to go out of your way to prove it. And that's caused me to do a lot of things that were not natural to me or I didn't need to do looking back at it, looking at who I am now and how I show up in friendships and how people relate to me without me having to go out of my way. Looking back, I didn't have to do certain things. I'm going to give some examples to make it make more sense as to what I'm talking about. So I think that looking back at a lot of my relationships or friendships at the time, and I'm talking back to high school, maybe even university, but especially high school, middle school. And this is not to like portray myself as a victim in any situation because this whole episode is literally me saying like I lacked boundaries. So don't get it misconstrued. But one of the ways that I lacked boundaries is volunteering myself for things that I didn't have the capacity to do. And this really relates to people pleasing. So if you haven't listened to season 1, episode 6, featuring Chanel Robe, that episode talks about people pleasing as well. So maybe you can tune in after this one. But for a lot of my life, that looked like helping people with assignments, helping people with schoolwork. And that was because a lot of things when it comes to school come natural to me, like writing essays, stuff like that. It comes natural to me. And I would kind of feel, I guess, compelled to help people who it didn't come natural to. I don't know. I just felt like that was me showing the value I can add to someone's life by helping them out. Like if you see someone down doing something or they're not understanding something and you get it, naturally you're going to want to explain it to them. And I would go the extra mile instead of just explaining it and like literally do things for people that I didn't need to do and that nobody else would do for them. But for some reason, I felt like it was my job. And that also looked like being the shoulder to cry on. And I don't know, just like being there, but not actually feeling valued because I really built a lot of relationships on just sadness. So of course it was me venting or me benefiting from those relationships as well. But I think for the most part, just trying to be the shoulder to cry on, being the person to understand or validate people. So if you don't have anyone else in your life who you feel like you can talk to, I want to be that person. If you have a problem and you come to me and vent to me about the problem, I want to fix the problem or I'm over-involving myself. And it all goes back to that being of use because I think that because I kind of struggle to like make those emotional bonds just because I can be quite closed off as a person, especially when you first meet me, I feel like that manifested into me trying to show that I can support someone or show that I can be of value and that when you're in your darkest moments, you can call on me because naturally I wanted that back. And then when that didn't happen and I didn't feel like I had people, that would turn me very bitter and very angry and just make me feel as though I'm being taken advantage of because I'm doing all this to show that I'm of use, hoping that people are going to value me more than their other friends. Obviously, saying this and listening to this, it just sounds like a genuine lack of like self-appreciation and self-love. But I think it's deeper than that. Like when you kind of grow up or have an experience where you never really feel like anyone's first option, that can make you feel like you need to prove yourself or work extra hard to stay in people's lives. They're not going to keep you around unless you really demonstrate what you can bring to the table. So I feel like I would just kind of be very disingenuous, I guess, in trying to prove my worth or trying to be there more than I really needed to be, just so I wouldn't feel discarded in the end. So if you overplay your role, can you really be mad when people are not reciprocating that energy? And the answer is yes, because it still hurts. And I think that's okay. Like, it's okay to be disappointed when you're in certain spaces where you expect more and you just don't receive it. But then again, it's like, if you're constantly putting in extra time, extra effort, going above and beyond, you can't really expect everybody to match that energy. And them not matching the energy shouldn't now translate to you undervaluing yourself and assuming that you're not good enough just because other people are not seeing that. You know what I mean? Because something that I've realized about myself is that I really do like myself. At my core, I really do think that I'm a good person. But I think that I've always needed validation of that. It sucks when you feel like, okay, you have all this to offer and you're this great person, but it doesn't seem like anyone around you really cares to hold on to you. I think that's what I felt the most over the last few years. Like, you know, people value you for the moment and people want to be around you for the moment and they appreciate you for what you do for them, but they don't actually make an effort to keep you in their life. They don't maintain contact. They don't, you know, show up for you in the big ways. They more so show up for you, you know, when it's convenient or every now and then. Like, it's just not consistent. And I think that since I would say I'm pretty consistent, like, if I'm in your life and we are close, like, I'm always going to be that way. But I feel like when I haven't experienced the consistency back, it's just been like, wow, you know, it kind of makes you question your self-worth in the end, because you're like, okay, well, I know I have all this to offer. I am a seemingly good person. I'm a giver. I feel like I'm a good friend, but it doesn't really seem like anyone's making the effort or putting in the effort that I require or that would resonate with me in order to keep me in their life. It seems like they're quite comfortable with letting me go with little to no effort. And that's quite hurtful. And I think that because at times I struggle to be vulnerable, it's kind of tough to admit that those things bother you, because naturally we live in a day and age where we constantly have to act tough. We have to act like everything doesn't bother us. And we have to kind of be very nonchalant when it comes to those things, like friendship breakups. It's very different to experience a friendship breakup or experience hurt in a friendship, because I feel like people expect you to get over that easier than a relationship breakup. Especially now, we're just kind of taught that everybody's busy. You can't expect to be a priority in anyone's life, especially if you're not their romantic partner. But yeah, I'm going to get into the boundaries aspect, because I came across this little quote that said, when you feel the need to share everything with people, this often means that you lack boundaries. So someone who's just an open book and constantly tells people things or just tries to divulge information to people, that's often a sign of attachment issues, because you share too much information way too soon. And this isn't something I so much deal with now as an adult with, you know, more common sense than I had previously, but I can remember oversharing like crazy and not really knowing why, because like I said, I'm not really an open person. I'm quite closed off. Not really now, but I don't know. I feel like there was a point in my life where I just felt the need to overshare and just really vent or like just tell people everything that's going on with me and be also very involved with other people's business too. I just say all that to say that I had an oversharing era, and looking back on it, that was to try and build connections, like relate to people, build emotional connections that I always had trouble building. So because of having that issue building those interpersonal relationships, I think that I've always had difficulty navigating interpersonal relationships. And it's not to say like I'm a super awkward person, but I just feel like I struggle with navigating interpersonal relationships and knowing what to divulge and what not to divulge. Not so much now, but definitely previously. And that was just because of lacking boundaries and wanting, I guess, acceptance and not really knowing how to navigate that. And because of a lot of my life, I've been characterized as shy and distant and closed off. I feel like I tried to be the opposite of that when I started to gain more of a friendship group, so that I could prove that I could be open, I could be outgoing, I wasn't so uptight. And I feel like obviously other signs that you're lacking boundaries are just feeling like you are not listened to, you're not heard. and you're not really valued for who you really are. And that's often because you're going out of your way for people, or you're going out of your way to be something you're not, and you're not really seeing the benefit of that. I don't know. I feel like when you kind of struggle to let people in emotionally and open up to them and allow yourself to feel safe with them and them to feel safe with you, it's way easier to just take on the role of the giver, because that's a great way to build friendships, right? Like, everybody is going to like you and want to be your friend if you're constantly giving, if you're constantly reliable. And I think a lot of us build our identity based on being the giver, because we feel like if we don't give, if we don't empty out all our resources, then we don't really know what we have to offer at the end of the day. And I feel like that's so true, especially for a lot of women. Sometimes you might give a lot of yourself, give a lot of your time, volunteer to help, I don't know, your friends with specific tasks. If you like a guy, for example, you might volunteer to clean his house. I don't know why you'd be doing that, but it's just an example. You know, you just offer things to people, because when you're not offering them a tangible item or something that you know they really want, you don't really know what else you can bring to the table. You're not really confident in yourself. A lot of us don't really feel as though we're truly valuable unless we're doing something for somebody. And I think that's why the trope of being the giver, the trope of being the dependable friend, the one who always comes through at the last minute, is sometimes really negative, because it shows that you relate to people not through emotional, spiritual, mental, etc. connections, but more so through tangible items, more so through what you can do for them, how you can win them over, how you can show them how much you are willing to be there for them and how much you're willing to sacrifice for them. And that can often be because you don't really feel like your presence alone is enough to maintain their interest. And I know that's super true for me. Like, I just didn't feel like at many points in my life that me just being myself, me just showing up and existing, spending time with people, giving people quality time, giving people my love, and just giving people me, like letting people in, letting them truly experience what it is to know Jada, who is Jada. I didn't really feel like that was enough on its own. I felt like I had to show up and help and like go out of my way. Like, I've taken on whole tasks, whole projects for people. Like, it's not a one-time thing that I can just accomplish in a couple minutes. Like, I've taken on favors for people that literally took me days to complete or days to get to. And that was on top of stuff I already had to do for myself. And I remember there's multiple times I've helped people with things and I neglected my own responsibilities and did what I had to do for myself late, or maybe sometimes not at all, because I wanted to get the thing that I volunteered for another person done. And that's just ridiculous. Like, neglecting your own self or neglecting your own responsibilities to show up for somebody else who you really are not even sure would show up for you, it's not always wise, because at the end of the day, you can't pour from an empty cup. Like, you have to do the things you have to do. When you spend your last money on a gift for your friend and you have to go without lunch or whatever you have to do for the week, then you're putting yourself in a really negative position in hopes that the other person will appreciate this gesture. And I've literally done that multiple times, like emptied my account at previous points when I was younger and the funds were low to appease people. And when it didn't appease them, that would leave me feeling taken advantage of. Like, yes, people shouldn't be expecting and asking outrageous things of you, but also you have the option to shut them down and to make peace with the fact that if the friendship ends, you should be okay with that if it's protecting your peace. But I was never okay with that. And it's only recently that I've become, I guess, strong enough or just confident enough and bold enough to realize that I don't have to go above and beyond for people in order for them to really value me. Like, some people, they just like my energy. Some people, they just like being around me. I don't really have to offer them anything. Or if they're venting to me about a problem, I don't have to put a plan in place or offer to fix whatever the issue is just for them to see me as a friend. Like, sometimes me showing up is just enough. And another dark side of being a giver is that a lot of people take on that trope when they are too overwhelmed by their own needs. So they like to shift their focus to someone else's needs. And I feel like this was the case for me. And I don't even know if that's like a real thing. Maybe I could look it up on a psychology magazine. But I know for me, when I found myself in the position of constantly going out of my way for people, it's because I had real life issues or just things that were making me feel discouraged or just priorities that I had in the moment that I didn't want to get to because it would make me feel overwhelmed. So it's much easier to focus on someone else's problems than your problems, because then you can feel the gratification and the satisfaction of solving another person's problems. Meanwhile, your life is in shambles and you're not even addressing that, but it's much easier. It's better. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel valuable. It makes you feel like a savior as opposed to a failure when you actually look at your own life and the things that are not going well with you. And baby, at many points, there were stuff that are not going out well with me. You know, at many points, I was kind of struggling with certain things, but I was really putting on that strong face and being like, oh, what do you need help with? Let me do that for you. Yeah, you need this. Let me get that for you. It's your birthday. Let me splurge on you. Meanwhile, the account is zero. Well, I don't have overdraft protection, but the account was not looking good, basically. But it's much easier to feel good and do those things for people because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel useful. It makes you feel like you're valuable to people and that you're making a difference. And you like the validation. Like, a lot of people say, I'm just naturally a giving person with a big heart. But realistically, a lot of times you're just being that person with a big heart because it makes you feel good to be that way. It makes you feel good to be the person who can come through at the last minute for a friend and the person who can always offer useful, helpful advice, because that makes people gravitate towards you. That makes people want to keep you around. If for 1 month you were truly honest with yourself and said, you know what, my glass is empty, I don't have anything to offer you except my time, you are kind of scared to lose those relationships in that moment because you're just like, okay, if I have nothing to give, will you still like me? Will you still want me around? Will you still choose to spend your time with me, even if all I have to offer to you is time? A lot of us are scared that the answer is no, that people would not still bother with us if we had nothing to offer, that people will not still show up for us if we were not going out of our way for them. And that's a scary thought. Everybody wants community, and sometimes that community feels very conditional. The last thing I want to talk about when it comes to giving is I feel like a lot of times people become givers because they're scared of receiving and they would much rather give because that gives them a sense of control. There's a lot of anxiety sometimes that comes with receiving help. So it's much easier to take on the role as a giver than the receiver because a lot of us don't know how to receive. A lot of us don't know how to just be emotionally vulnerable in our relationship. So we much rather would be the person that people vent to and be the shoulder to cry on, because at least then we can control the situation. But when it's our turn to be vulnerable, when it's our turn to ask for help, we're quiet because we really don't feel comfortable. Whereas when you're the one giving that support, when you're the one offering to give the person a ride or help the person with a specific task, it makes you feel like a superhero. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel validated and useful. But the opposite just makes you feel weak and dependent, and nobody wants to feel that way. It also makes you feel more susceptible to pain. It makes you scared almost, because if you give people the opportunity to help you and see you for who you are and to see the emotional, vulnerable part of you, then that gives them the power to take advantage. That gives them the power to abandon you and leave you high and dry. But yeah, I feel like this conversation can go on and on, but that's really just what I wanted to drive home. Just the fact that I'm now realizing that I need to find a balance between being there for people and also being there for myself, and between giving and receiving, and not trying to use giving as a means to prove my worth or prove my value in order to be held in a high regard by the people that I love or the people who I want to be friends with. And I'm also realizing that I can't necessarily see myself as a victim in every situation. Like, in situations where I felt taken advantage of or I didn't feel like I was being treated the way I needed to be treated, I also have to take responsibility for allowing that. I have to take responsibility for having poor boundaries and for going above and beyond and going out of my way just for the validation that I often didn't receive as a result of my poor boundaries and me being super attached to people, attached to friendships, because it's hard for me to make friendships. It's hard for me to open up to people. So I think that at times, once I find someone who I feel comfortable with, I'm really trying to hold on to that. I'm trying to deepen the relationship I'm trying to deepen the friendship. I'm trying to hold on to it as much as possible until I can't anymore. A part of me doing that is trying to fill gaps, trying to see what that person might be lacking, and not in a manipulative way, but just trying to be everything to everybody, because in my head, that's the way that I'll be able to preserve the friendship. That's the way that I'll be able to deepen the emotional connection, by proving that I will do anything for this person. And that can manifest into me being overwhelming, me being overbearing, me overplaying my role and just doing too much. And then, of course, that leads to disappointment. And then I find myself in the same position as I've discussed throughout the episode. But I always like to, you know, end these kind of rant style episodes by talking about what I'm really doing to improve this. And I would say I have. I feel like one way I've been able to shift my mentality from that overwhelming sense of needing to give is to just become okay with being lonely at times, or not necessarily having as many bonds as I want to. And also just saying no. And on top of saying no, letting my guard down and building relationships based on emotional connections first, as opposed to what I can do for you, what gap I can fill, trying to advise, trying to be of service. Instead of trying to be useful, I just try to be myself, just show people how I am as a person. And sometimes that is me just making jokes. Sometimes all I can offer to people is just like a good joke. And I see how people actually appreciate that. Like, I just offer a laugh. I just offer silliness and just like who I really am, which is silly. Like, at my core, I'm very unserious. And I think that that's what people really value about me, the fact that they can just be around me and not feel they need to do anything or be anything other than themselves. And I feel like that's what I offer at the core, but I lose that at times trying to be something I'm not, trying to be overwhelmingly useful. Like, we can all relate to that sometimes. When you have a friendship or a relationship or a person in your life who you really want to impress or you're really attached to, you might start to take on a different personality or start to overdo your generosity or overdo your reliability just to prove to that person that you should be chosen, you should be picked. And a lot of us want to be picked even when it comes to friends. Like, you want to be the friend that your friend goes to. You don't want to be the friend that finds out about everything last and always gets left out. So you might go above and beyond to be the main character in a person's life. And I feel like that's always what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be someone's main character, someone's main friend, someone's right hand. And it's sounding sad, but at least I'm being vulnerable, child. I don't have unlimited resources. I don't have the ability to be everything to everybody. But what I can do is just be myself. And in certain spaces, that's not going to be enough, and that's okay. But it's really not okay to constantly put myself at a deficit, trying to deepen a bond that might not be meant to be so deep anyway. And I think also letting go, the interview Lauren London did with Angie Martinez, I think I'll link it in these episode notes. I think that was really impactful for me because she talked about how we always want to hold on to people, whether it be our friends, our loved ones, and we just want to keep them. We want to possess them, but you can't possess people. You can't force people to stay in your life. You can't hold on to them. You have to just experience people for who they are. And I think that relates to what I'm talking about, because sometimes you become so obsessed with keeping people around that you really start to do anything to keep them. You'll do anything to maintain that bond, or you'll do anything to prove yourself to that person because you're so intent on keeping them in your life, or you're so intent on having people around that you tend to neglect your own needs, just trying to hold on to everybody. Working on my attachment style, working on the way that I view myself, and learning that I don't really have to be anything more than what I am. I don't have to please people. A lot of that has to do with like my childhood, my upbringing, realizing that that's where it comes from, not feeling good enough. And I think that it's hard to admit that you don't feel good enough. It's hard to admit that you haven't felt good enough at certain points of your life. But I think when you see that lack of boundaries, that lack of ability to say no, and overplaying your part to try and gain acceptance, I feel like that's when you can really admit to yourself that maybe you don't value yourself as much as you say, and you're looking for that validation from others. And I feel like that's normal. it's a part of the human experience. Like, everybody wants to be loved and accepted for who they are. But I think it's important to remember that being a giver doesn't always come from a good place. Sometimes it comes from a place of wanting to guarantee your place in another person's life. And when that doesn't happen, instead of looking at people and saying, hey, you're taking advantage of me, hey, you're not appreciating me, you should also look at yourself and say, okay, well, if I appreciated myself more, maybe I wouldn't strive so much for people to accept me and put myself at a deficit in order to have more people in my life or have more relationships or deepen connections that other people are not really putting the same amount of effort into. And yeah, all I can really say is I think that something that has really helped me with this issue that I described in this episode is just being comfortable, being more vulnerable. And I'm going to have an episode where I really talk about my process of letting go and opening up. But I might leave that for the season finale. But I just feel as though when you are comfortable with being vulnerable and building a connection solely based off emotions, all those different aspects that are not tangible, that don't involve you having to go above and beyond, it's really just about opening up. And I feel like when you build a relationship or a friendship with someone based on vulnerability, just based on being yourself, it's so much more valuable than those relationships that you build off of constantly showing up for people in ways that are often not appreciated. I don't know if this episode has a conclusion or has a, you know, list of steps to take away, but it's really just meant to be how I've been feeling, how I felt in the past, and hopefully a transition into being more confident, being more bold, and not needing validation in order to build interpersonal relationships. So hopefully you can relate to this episode. I feel like this is something that a lot of us struggle with. And not to say there's anything wrong with being the giver. It's great to show up for people. It's great to be a good person and to be giving and loving and generous. But I think it's also important not to take on those personality traits because you think it'll deepen your relationship. Really just figuring out where your generosity comes from and why you do the things that you do, why you volunteer to go the extra mile. And questioning that. So with that being said, this is a really vulnerable episode. So I'd love to connect with people who have similar experiences and just talk via the podcast Instagram about your own experience being the giver and what that's really done in your relationships and how you found that benefited or hindered you, essentially. So the podcast Instagram is at SincerelyJThePod. There is a feedback form where you can submit additional topics. You can also submit a voice message to any episode, really, and that might be featured in other episodes that are upcoming. So please do that. Yeah, so with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you for your support. Would love if you'd leave the podcast a review on Apple Music or Spotify or any other platform, essentially. Until next time, sincerely, Jada.